What does it take to change your limiting core belief? How the famous probable future can correct missteps, acting blindly without ever looking where the path leads. In my experience, if you can allow your eyes to look into the future, you can see that unless you change something, you'll get to a point where there is no more road. No more future for you. And that may allow you to take the plunge, and change your fundamental and limiting core belief about the world. Because the issue is not what you believe about yourself, the issue is what you believe to be true about reality. I call the way of looking, sober eyes. Sober as in not drunken. Neither from fear, nor from excitement. Nor from hope. Not from arrogance or superiority complex. Nor from a less known impediment, called wrong belief. The opposite of sober eyes is eyes rendered not seeing by some emotion. Underneath every emotion we'll find words. Words we say about what we see. The meaning. The interpretation. The famous naming of the Bible in the Garden of Eden. We could say that Homo sapiens is the species that doesn't see unless he names what he sees. That he only really sees and knows what to do with things that he recognizes. And therein lies the mischief. Because words inherently carry emotional content, they are not inert markers, like markers of items on a police photo of an accident or death. They already mean something. Already and always. And the wrong beliefs come from the meanings. And let's not forget about the astuteness of the naming. Specifically the lack of astuteness. It may be true that the big fish eats the small fish. But it is not true that that is bad. And it is not true that small fish is therefore doomed. Lots of small fish continue living. It may be true that some people are born to privilege. But it is also true that the rule of life is you get what you work for, what you fight for, what you negotiate for. Successfully. And the exception only strengthens the rule. Two of my students believe that special people, successful people didn't have to, don't have to work for what they want. They just get it. The way he didn't have to do anything for much of anything that came from his mother. When he was a child. Magically. The interesting thing is, he has loads of proof that this isn't how it works. He has been in my classes for 10 years. And yet, the belief doesn't change. It is etched in his mind as the truth, and robs him of a life he could get if he changed his mind. We all have at least one wrong belief. All of us. The main wrong belief is being stuck with anything being inherently wrong. Anything. Including death, pain, suffering, poverty, racism, rape, stealing, killing, or God forbid, being judgmental. In reality, there is no inherent anything other than the laws of physics, the laws of nature, completely independent of your opinion. So don't judge, although having an opinion, good or bad, is not judgment, or not really. Others and even your wrong beliefs are just not inherently true. That is what is off with them. Bring understanding, compassion, sober eyes to it. Compassion is sober, by the way. It is not an emotion. What you may feel is pity, condescending. Ego. It's not wrong either. It is what it is, condescending. We seem to live in an age where most people have at least one major wrong belief. Wrong belief is when what you believe doesn't coincide with reality. When you believe that the world works not the way it works, but the way it should or shouldn't work. A delusion. And humans, it seems, today are divided around or on the basis of their wrong beliefs. And no sober eyes about it either. They passionately judge the world from that wrong belief. And not from reality. Can you change people's minds? Source is not confident about it. There are shades, grades, scales of wrong beliefs. If the belief says, all beliefs are words, that it is that way, then the answer is no. If the belief says, it should be, shouldn't be that way. Then yes. I used to have the second type of belief strongly until 2007. My wrong belief was that parents are supposed to love their children. And they didn't. What seems to provide the sense is in fact a biological imperative. The imperative issued by the selfish gene that wants more of itself to be represented in the gene pool. So it wants the parent to have more surviving children so they can have children too. But love? Biological love, not emotional or spiritual love. Doing love, not being love. Homo sapiens is not on the evolutionary level where spiritual, being love is possible. And that is how it is. Reality. Not wrong. And the fact that my mother didn't love me was judged from the misunderstanding that she was supposed to feel love. She didn't, and yet I managed to become an adult who could have become a progenitor of her genes. Though I chose not to. Both my brothers have three kids, and they all have children, so the genes survive. So my mother's selfish gene succeeded, so far. So I could give up my grievances through seeing that she didn't have to love me to provide to me what was needed. But if you have the first kind of wrong belief, then you have to overhaul your whole worldview, and chances are that you'll do that, that you'll be able to do that are between 0 and 1%. When I ask Source how many percentage of people have this nearly unchangeable delusional belief about the world, the number will surprise you. It is 99%. Of course, you can have all kinds of beliefs. If we look at a belief as a thing that blocks the normal development of an organism, you can see that where in the body that blockage is makes a huge difference. Depending on where the blockage is, the person can have a bad, good, or fully realized life. One of the debilitating beliefs is that there is right and wrong, good and bad in the world independent of one's judgment. The myth of is. It seems that you cannot change that debilitating belief. And because that is at the heart of the matter of living, or life, it keeps your life stunted. What do I call a fully realized life? It's important to know, because unless you compare yours to that, you may say that I am wrong, yours if the fully realized life. While it isn't. When you have become all you could become in every area of life, health, wealth, love, and fulfillment, then your life is fully realized. Have I done that? Let me ask Source. And leave out how I feel about my life. Source, muscle testing, says that I got there 91%. I don't think I have time and energy left to get to 100%. What was the limiting belief that I never managed to change? It was that unless I don't rely on anyone I won't be allowed to live. Or expressed it a little clearer, if I rely on anyone I'll get killed. And right underneath that there is another one, if I stand out, if I bring attention to myself, I'll get killed. So obviously these two limiting beliefs, even though intellectually I see that they are horse poop, have been limiting what I can, what I am willing to do. We all have limiting beliefs. We mostly invented them at crucial junctions in our lives. The most limiting, I think, is the limitation you invented when you were just about 3 years old. Landmark says you have at least three of these. The second one you invented when you first went to school and experienced yourself at the mercy of others. And the third one you invented when you first experienced that you were on your own, and your life depended on your actions, and you weren't ready. Some of my students haven't experienced that third one. They haven't been on their own. They went from one family to the next seamlessly. They have no idea what they are capable of, what life is when even your survival depends on you alone. All these incidents were traumatic, by the way. These are times when you make up stuff about yourself, about life, stuff that just isn't so. Instead of finding out what you are made of, you make up shit. I found out what I was made of at age 16. It wasn't pretty. I saw that left to my own devices I would be street trash. So I buckled up and changed that. That seeing has acted, all my life, as a jet engine energy. To get away from that. Being trash in the street, through using my own effort, not by finding the safety of a marriage, for example. Have you found out what you are made of? And when you got a glimpse of it, did you opt to avoid having to rely only on yourself to live? If you did, you most likely haven't made a dent in the original person and his beliefs, his anything. You have never become an adult. One of my students is struggling with this, because the haven has gone away. Another one is because the haven isn't secure. A third one is because the safe haven is not fulfilling, not satisfying, instead it is limiting. A fourth one is about taking on becoming an adult, after a lifetime she didn't have to. A fifth one is unable to see that she is not an adult. Yet. And so on and so forth. If you are reading this, the likelihood that you are part of the 1% that can change your core belief about life is about 70%. The way to look at the world is asking if you are expanding or not. If you are part of the 99%, you can't. The limiting belief prevents you. But remember, exception proves the rule. I have trained hundreds of people over the years. The ones that left were not trainable because their limiting belief was not willing to budge or they didn't see that they could change it. In the past few days I looked and saw that quite a few of my non-active students are quietly resuming their studying the courses they abandoned at the time. The students who haven't given up yet. I have found that avoidance is the most frequent way people choose to be. Avoidance is probably based on a false belief that avoiding is as good as succeeding. So how do the people who manage to tame their limiting beliefs do it? Bad news, in my experience people cannot identify their limiting beliefs. They are in the neighborhood, but they are attacking the effect is what I see them doing, not the real limiting belief, not the cause. Fixing the effect doesn't change the cause. You need to go for the cause. So if you already have the activators from the third phase of ascension, healthy beliefs, purposeful action, unforgiveness, peace, wrongful pride, self-control, goodness, patience, kindness, trust, love, you may want to clarify with me what is your limiting belief really. This Saturday, October 29th, at 11 a.m. EDT, I'll examine that with the participants in the Integrity Live workshop. There is room for two more people. We'll look at what is your limiting belief, the core belief that has been hindering every effort you make, so you have an experience of life that no matter what you do you cannot get ahead, you cannot get happy, or healthy, or successful, or feel good about yourself, or find yourself at home with life. I can't guarantee that you can change your limiting belief. But I can guarantee to identify it in a way that you get access to changing it if you want to. Ultimately, your core belief is invisible to you. So invisible that you'll maybe even laugh when you see it. That has kept me stuck? You'll ask. And won't want to accept it. Or, if your limiting belief is unfixable, you'll think, that can't be it. That is not a belief, that is the truth. Please note that European countries change back to normal time on October 30th. While the USA waits a week to do that, hopefully for the last time. This, obviously won't affect this October 29th workshop, so the time difference will remain the same. But for the November 5th Soul Correction Workshop the time difference will be 1 hour less. If you don't have the third phase activators, then get them. And if you want to come to the integrity class on Saturday so I can identify accurately what is the core blockage you have hidden, that prevents you from experiencing life as an adventure, full of joy and love. You can. I created those third phase activators back in 2011. They are still valid. And potent. A few years later I pulled the anchor to the doom. The language of the wrong belief follows this language pattern, unless I X then Y will happen. What I missed then is the actual core. That must be true. So if you have that unless you are special, you'll die. Then you'll continue to insist that you are special. At all cost. But what is underneath it had eluded me until this past Sunday. I suddenly saw that what is underneath is the real limiting belief. And what I have been pulling is the consequence of that. For the I am special people, what is underneath that special stuff is that special people don't have to do anything to get what they want. They just get it. And if they started to work to get what they want, God forbid, they would admit that they are not special, so their doom would come to pass. So people who consider themselves special don't work, don't want to work, lest they die. You can see the big issue with changing your mind. You may die. This is why you need existential courage to do so. Existential, because it feels you'll die. Here are the three things you can buy from this article. Integrity Workshop. Third Phase Activators. In the shopping cart you can just pick the Healthy Beliefs Activator. Anchor to Doom Pulling. I am going to do some work with Source to see if I am allowed to pull the core issue. If it is even possible. But even just pulling the anchor, the doom here is, you will die, the threat. The doom that you aren't willing to risk is still effective, but not fully. It's weaker after the pulling. The question is, can I or Source pull or change that limiting belief? Or is that part of your free will neither Source nor I can violate?